Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's Al DiMeola out there on the road ripping it up. Joe on the radio ripping it up. 10:05, baby. Tuesday, April 16th. And we got a great show. 9:05. Thank you, Albert. What did I say? 10? I'm thinking about getting out of here.
9:05, we're off the air.
You know what? You know what? You may be, but I will be intently studying. What are we going to do tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock in the morning?
10:06, I'm drinking.
I know. And I want to be with you. It's 9:05. Robert Greenway is on in this hour. Tom Del Beccaro as well. But let us go to the longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD in the history of the New York Police Department, former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service, Commissioner Ray Kelly. Ray, welcome back to the show, Commissioner. Great to have you with us always, sir.
Hey, Joe, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Commissioner, I got to give a shout out to the NYPD for handling that protest on the Brooklyn Bridge in L.A. Not so much. 5 hours they let that bridge be shut down in San Francisco, rather. So Brooklyn Bridge, they got the protesters, but they kept the bridge open. Correct, Commissioner?
Yes, I did, but it's always a challenge. You know, you have to get cops there. People jump out in front of the traffic and stop the traffic. You have to assemble a right amount of police officers to move them and then make arrests if necessary. So it's, it is a challenge, no question about it. And yes, in fact, the NYPD acted pretty forcefully yesterday and reasonably quickly to get it done. But it's always going to take some time to do that, unfortunately.
And to do it.
I don't know. What went on in San Francisco? I mean, 5 hours. No, you got to move those people out of there. It's just, I have no idea what the hell they're thinking, because you think that's going to convert people to their cause? Block traffic for 5 hours?
Only in San Francisco do they. I don't think that people in New York would ever allow that to happen. Hey, Commissioner, so to that point, if I may, so what happens, like, with the George Floyd riots? You could not, it really was inexcusable. Like, you and I always talk about Molotov cocktails being thrown into police cars, police cruisers, for crying out loud. And still those people, I think, were let out, you know, without any just punishment. But what happens? Yeah. What happens, and if, you know, somebody like, if Donald Trump gets elected, you know there's going to be those crazy protesters again. And then I just saw on the news, they're paid protesters, like paid groups that do this. How would you do it as the law enforcement legend that you are, sir? How do you do that peacefully? And it's a very tough question, because I don't know that there is a peaceful way to do it, but you know that's going to happen. And it's happening even now, even with this administration and with the anti-Israel rallies. How do you do it in a peaceful way? Because you have a concerted, paid effort to protest, correct?
I wish there was an easy answer, but, you know, look at the, no bail, no jail law. I mean, you can, whoever you arrest these days, for, say, disorderly conduct, is going to be out in an hour's time. You know, it's either a desk appearance ticket or an actual summons that people get. Nobody is going to jail and staying overnight. So it's very, very challenging. And there's a consent decree in New York City. I don't know if you recall, but we spoke about this a couple of months ago, that the city has agreed to, that significantly will tie the hands of the NYPD in policing demonstrations. The mayor said, this is not good for the city, but he signed it anyway, and his rationale was that, well, the lawyers told him to do it. Now, that's unfortunately not leadership. But it puts a panel of six people, only one from the NYPD, to oversee the policing of demonstrations. It limits the number of cops that you can send to a demonstration. It limits the units and you can send to a demonstration. It actually makes money available for lawyers to sue the NYPD. And if they block traffic, the first thing that the police officers are supposed to do is to find alternate routes for the traffic, not move the people out of the roadway, for instance. So this is very problematic and coming down a pike. I think it goes into effect in June. So it's going to be a very difficult time with the demonstrations that are sure to be ongoing, if you said, if Donald Trump is elected president. So, but, yeah, it's a difficult time.
But what you just said, I can't believe it, though. You're right. That is an initiative that is that the city council will, it has not been approved yet. But that's it, all those things that you just said how to curtail any law enforcement really is being put before the council now. Who votes on? Do the people vote on this, Commissioner? The people don't vote.
This is not from the city council. This is a consent decree between the Civil Liberties Union and the NYPD, and it was agreed to ultimately by the police department. Now the PBA, to its credit, tried to fight this, but the judge ultimately said that they didn't have standing to do it. It really was an issue of policy for the police department to address, and they addressed it by agreeing to it. So it is very, very problematic, and we will see the impact of that soon. I don't know what they're thinking as to why not litigate it. They agreed to it. There was no litigation ultimately involved. It was in front of a federal judge, and she blessed this consent decree. So the city council was not involved here. The department and the CLU.
Wow. So that means if there's a problem, rather than getting rid of the problem, you have to do an alternate traffic route to get around the problem. Yeah. That is like, who comes up with that idea? Yeah. I mean, and I guess, is the police department politically pressured into that, Commissioner Kelly? I mean, from City Hall, is that, do you think that's what happened there?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of forces that are at play in something like that. But, the law department in the city is a major player there. They're really probably calling the shots. But as I say, it ultimately went to the mayor. And he made statements that this is not good for the city, this is not good for the police department. Mm-hmm. But he signed off on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just stupidity. As I said, this is not how you exert leadership. In a situation that is going to significantly impact all of us living in the city, because it's the optics are bad, the impact on business, the impact on emergency services, and of course it's going to add to potential injury to cops. That's the argument that the PBA made, but the judge rejected the argument. PBA said that this permissiveness is going to raise the potential of cops being injured. But that was rejected.
The city
went totally along with it.
And all of that you just explained, Commissioner Ray Kelly, and in my opinion, and I think you'll agree, sir, lead to cops being killed like what happened in Syracuse, upstate New York, what happened a couple days ago. Two young cops killed. And it's because all started with just taking away and disrespecting law enforcement. So some creep in a car feels emboldened to fire. And not to mention what happened to now first grade detective officer Diller and now these two police officers in New York. It's just, it's a terrible message when these laws or these agreements, whatever they are, pass. It just sends a message to the bad guys, Commissioner. Yes?
Absolutely. It's all with the keeping of disrespecting authority, disrespecting police officers, demonizing police officers, particularly after the death of George Floyd. And you can see the aftermath of that. As you said, it certainly raises the risk of injury or even death for police officers. People don't respect the police. There's no consequence to violations of law. And it just continues to add to the sort of disarray that we all feel in society. And cops are on the front lines there, and they're taking the brunt of it. You can see at these demonstrations how disrespectful people are, going right up to them, shouting in their faces, trying to goad them into doing something. It's a tough time to be a cop, no question about it.
Yeah, and not only mentioned, what the risk of a terror threat, and now Chris Wray, head of the FBI, finally says that. We've known that for a couple of years now with the open border policy that they're doing. And, I mean, what we're hearing, what they're planning, this is what I fear, Commissioner Kelly, and you and I have touched on this, sir, what these people come in, they're on the terror watch list, there's gotaways, what we call gotaways, to the tune of almost a couple million. I mean, law enforcement's got to be on their game. And in more cases than not, Commissioner Ray Kelly, it's the local police that are going to have to deal with this front and center, correct?
That's right. Well, you know, the ultimate aftermath of it, sure. But, you know, these people coming across the border, they certainly overwhelm law enforcement or the FBI or any sort of federal monitoring of these people. Can't. Numbers are just... Yeah, you just can't handle numbers like that. So we know that people on the terrorist hot list are here. No question about it. Where are they? Hey, we may know about some of them, but most of them we don't. So it is a highly risky practice of letting whatever number you want to pick, 7 million, 10 million, whatever, coming across the border. We have no idea who they are. And, of course, you know, people think they're coming from South America. Well, they're coming from all over the world.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, so unfortunately, we just don't know who's here. I don't get it, other than somehow we're going to get more voters for a political party.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for. Commissioner Kelly, thank you for your service, sir, to this country, to the great city of New York, and we appreciate you always taking the time with us, Ray. God bless and Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Good to be with you, pal.
You too, indeed. Thank you, Commissioner Ray Kelly. Great guy. He's a tough guy, man. Tough guy. Keeps himself in shape. The longest serving commissioner of the NYPD in history. And we support the police unapologetically. And you have to let the police do what they do, and all the problems, I think, go away. Because then these creeps, these cockroaches, these slugs of humanity, they're going to kill police officers like what happened in Syracuse. You know, you have to have a consequence. You know why, too, if I may, just for a second, the intellect of the bad guys, they can't, they're not rational. Are they criminally insane? Whatever they are, they don't have any rationale in their chemical makeup as a human. So you got to treat them like you would, I don't want to call them animals, but really it's what they are. You got to have a consequence, and they're not going to do what they do. And we're just giving it away now. I'm telling you, it's the toughest, it's the most ridiculous time in history that I could think where, and again, it was bad in the 60s, I got you, in the 70s as well, with law enforcement, but it seems like we're right back to where we were under this administration and what's happening in New York. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. It's 9:18, Joe Sebelia is here running around, and Albert is here running around, and we got Robert Greenway coming up momentarily. Boys, you guys doing okay?
It's been such a busy morning. Oh, yes, it's been a great morning.
What was that?
It has. No, it's been let's not say anything. It's been a great morning. Yeah. I'll say that.
Hey, listen, you're putting together a great show, and we ain't done yet, baby. We ain't done yet. You know what? I can't wait to talk to Mr. Greenway about this. And it's just what's frustrating, guys, and it gets really just exasperating, is that we have the answers. We talk about the answers. We are the answer. Like Chaz goes, Joey, you are the answer. We're AM 970, the answer. And it's like, and still, people just don't want to listen. But we're going to keep the fight. We're going to keep the fight because the end game is worth it, you know, and that is keeping America intact. Robert Greenway coming up, director of the Center for National Defense at the Heritage Foundation. It's 9:19. Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
57 degrees, sunny skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Inbound George 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 40. The Holland is 30 from the Turnpike, 50 from 1 and 9. A stall on the Bronx River Parkway south at Allerton Avenue. Just cleared, but it's slow from 233rd. New Jersey, no incidents right now. The crash on the Parkway North and at 148 is gone. New York State Thruway South and is horrible from 14A across the Tappan Zee because there's a stalled tractor trailer, 287 eastbound at exit 1, blocking the center lane. And a car fire still being worked on LIE eastbound at 111. Two lanes are out. Checking your forecast for today, nice sunny with a high of 71. Tonight, clear and 51. And this report is sponsored by True Green. True Green, the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. Check out truegreen.com. Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Adam Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps catastrophically injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Brandon Tatum wants more people to step up.
I just really wish more people like me would speak out more and be more confident about it. I know a lot of black people that think just like me, but man, they just won't say, they will never tell anybody. It's not conducive for them. But if only more black men knew that other black men agree with them, and if they're not isolated and they're alone in their thoughts of saying something ain't right here.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10, on AM 970. The Answer.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about FazTech Industries, helping you with all your construction and demolition and weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts. Like what I did, I called Joe. I'm going to give you Joe's number in a second. They came out to the house. Unbelievable. I mean, they took care of everything. And I know a lot of folks are listening in their trucks. A lot of people are on sites listening to old Joe on the radio. We love you for doing that, man. In the meantime, you might want to call Joe at FazTech because you got construction, demolition debris, dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt. They can recycle that, could they remove that. And by the way, FazTech is in all 5 boroughs in New Jersey. And now, Westchester County, rear load trash containers, 1 to 10 yards, compactors from 25 to 40 yards. Number one supplier of recycled product. Number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials from bluestone, sand, and to Belgium block. Number one provider of roll-off containers. Take it from me, Joe P. You call my friend, Joe C. 718-494-1600. 718-494-1600. Mention this ad for $25 off your next roll-off container rental. Or go online, please, to FazTechIndustries.com. FazTechIndustries.com. FazTech Industries is now serving Westchester County, and FazTech Industries is a DeFazio company.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com. iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 924 on AM 970 The Answer, the flagship station for all of Salem Media, streaming worldwide these days on AM970TheAnswer.com. Robert Greenway is director of the Center for National Defense at the Heritage Foundation and principal architect of the Abraham Accords. Mr. Greenway, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, an acknowledgement with great respect for being the chief architect of the Abraham Accords. We're talking to KT McFarland. We talked to a litany of people this morning, and what you did to keep the peace, I think it translated to the other day when Jordan stepped up, Robert Greenway, correct me if I'm wrong, and Saudi Arabia and some other folks helping Israel now, and you started that. You started it. You brought all those Arab nations together. Can we start there, if I may, sir, and explain to us how you accomplished that, and can we ever get back to where we were, Robert Greenway, in regards to the Abraham Accords?
And look, President Trump gets the credit for having made the decision, charted the course. Jared, certainly, Avi Berkowitz, David Friedman, and I was one of the team, I think, that took great pleasure in being able to bring together our partners and allies in the region. And you're right. As bad as the escalation of the crisis in the Middle East is, there is a shred of encouragement in that all of the states in the region recognize the principal threat to peace and stability is Iran. And so cooperation against a threat like the missile attack this weekend is emblematic of that. And I think longer term, you know, the Abraham Accords will be the foundation of the new Middle East, but it's dependent upon the U.S. course and U.S. policy. We can't continue to feed Iran as the Biden administration has done and appease it and provide it unlimited access to resources and expect at the same time to bring together our partners and allies. You can't have it both ways. And they've been trying to do it, and I think the results have been poor.
But how brilliant it was in the last administration, and we are actually, I speak for myself, in awe of this, because not only you just came up and bringing the Arab nations together, and I remember the presentation outside the White House, sir, and I remember that, and of course the mainstream media was criticizing it, and I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute, this is the most brilliant thing the White House has ever done. Look what they're doing here, and then you guys shut down Iran financially. You shut down the whole source of terrorism around the world, and we had peace in the world. And it is so frustrating. You did it quickly. You did it precisely. It was Nobel Prize worthy. And here we are. And now, how does Israel retaliate? I mean, how would you suggest?
You don't use the word "don't." I mean, I have to laugh at that, Robert Greenwald. What was that? What was that as an initiative? And you can't tell Bibi Netanyahu, accept the win, take the win. What is that? What would you suggest, Robert Greenway? How does Israel react at this point, sir?
Well, first, I the only time I think I use the word in talking to my Israeli colleagues with whom I've had the pleasure of working along with most countries in the region for 30 years, the only time I use the word don't is with the word stop. Don't stop. what more can be done? My recommendation to them is, look, they know this. They have to respond publicly because the incident was public. Mm-hmm. And while they were successful, along with the United States and others, at deterring the missile attack, everyone else in the region doesn't have that luxury. They're not equipped to stop an Iranian barrage, and they were part of the audience. And so, you know, we claim success up to a point, but ultimately they've reset the line in what is ultimately a tantamount to an act of war. So Israel has to respond. They don't have to be quick about it. They're not going to be like the Biden administration and advertise ahead of time what they're going to do and why. And they're going to be more effective than the Iranians were. It's probably not going to take the form of attacks only limited to those targets outside of Iran, because Israel was struck. Iran has to be struck in reciprocity. Second, I don't think they'll go after energy targets as tempting and as effective as they would be because of the disruption it would have on the United States and the broader energy market. It is possible, but I think it's probably less likely. I think it would be focused on IRGC targets, probably those involved in missile development, research, test, and evaluation. There are several. They're vulnerable. They're directly responsible for the systems that were employed against Israel. The drones would fall into the same category and have large international support because those same drones are going to Russia in order to kill Ukrainians. So I think there'd be broad support for that as well. I also think that cyber attack is another viable option against Iran.
Yes. I was just going to ask you that, reading my mind, Robert Greenway. So those nuclear, when we see the nuclear icon, you know, you see that little emblem whenever they show a map of Iran. Do they have the bomb? Do we not know that maybe they have the bomb? And what are those nuclear sites? And indeed, will Israel do a cyber attack on those areas?
Right. Well, so the taking them in sequence, I think that I don't think they have the capability yet. And I say that because there's no benefit in having it if you don't test it. The only benefit in a deterrent is proving you have the capability, sending the message. And so I don't think they have it. What we do know, though, is that they're closer than they've ever been before, a week away from having enough enriched uranium for a testable device. And all of that started in earnest after the election of President Biden and the appeasement policies that followed. I think when you look at the principal facilities, Fordow, Natanz, and Bushehr, there are a dozen other support and ancillary facilities. Those are the big ones. But in the end, I think it's unlikely but possible that an Israeli response would encompass the Iranian nuclear targets. And look, at the end of the day, I think that we're unfortunately left probably with no other option other than military option to stop Iran at this point. There's no more financial pressure that's going to change course. They're too close, unfortunately.
There's no more financial pressure that will stop the course. That is scary. You think that this could turn into a war, just an all-out war with Iran, sir?
I think we're heading in that direction without a doubt. I think it's more likely that we're heading to a broader regional conflict than not. And this retaliation and escalation is part of it, but also the necessity for Israel to go into southern Lebanon because 80,000 Israelis displaced because of Hezbollah rockets, again, under the direction and control of Iran. And all of this is happening, again, because we've lost our grip on deterrence. And so we're seeing this unprecedented, not escalatory spiral, we're in an escalatory freefall.
Yeah, and Robert Greenway, before we let you go, sir, the people of Iran, they don't want to do what the mullahs are doing, correct? I mean, is there any way we could somehow orchestrate that just shy of, you know, using the CIA? Can you change that tone? And will that change? Or do the mullahs, are they that much in control? Are they that treacherous they will never let the people speak their mind in Iran?
Look, the greatest victims of the Iranian regime, the Islamic Republic since 1979, are the Iranian people themselves. They want no part of it. The only people supporting the Iranian regime right now are those people on the payroll, those wearing a uniform in large measure, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and the intelligence and security apparatus, and a few mullahs that ascribe to the ideology. But the support is not there, and it costs them a great deal to impose that will. And in the end, I think that ultimately this regime's instability will lead to its demise. What we don't want, though, is a collapse inside the country with nuclear weapons present. And we certainly don't want this regime or any other like it in possession of nuclear weapons, because I could envision them using it. And when it comes to conflict, I've learned with the Iranians, it's much better to give than it is to receive. And so I look forward to seeing Israel's response.
And Robert Greenway, one more question, if I may, sir. So in November, there's a change. The Trump administration comes back in. Can we save this? Can we save this whole area? Can you bring the Mideast back the way you did with the Abraham Accords, sir?
I think we can certainly bring the Middle East back together to confront the threat from Iran. And if it doesn't yet possess and test a nuclear weapon, I think there's a chance we can bring it to a conclusion. But it is going to be a very risky proposition to do it because the situation has devolved. But I think it's possible.
All right. Robert Greenway, thanks for your stellar service to this great country, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. Please come back anytime and always.
My great pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Robert Greenway right there. Principal architect, and again, a gracious man, to give credit to Jared Kushner, Donald Trump, of course, and the team that brought forth the Abraham Accords, that brought peace to the Middle East. That deserved a Nobel Prize right there. And he's also, Mr. Greenway, is also the director of the Center for National Defense at the Heritage Foundation. Tom Del Baccaro is going to join us momentarily. We're going to talk about the Golden Gate Bridge held up for 5 hours. Yeah, you know, you can't make this stuff up. I'm just reading the news.
And, get out of my way! 5 hours, I would have run them over. See what they did in Florida? They were dragging them out of the street and arresting them. That's it. Oh my God! Five hours,
Governor DeSantis. I'm telling you need a little of that.
Five hours? Could you imagine?
Forget me
running them over. A lot of people will be running them over. That's all you'd hear.
Wouldn't go so well over in Jersey. That's the end of that.
I take it. The Jerseyans would take it as a challenge. Oh, yeah? Speed bumps? All right, here we go.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, come on.
Joking.
I don't know. A couple people in Jersey would be like, nope, line them up. Go ahead. Block the GW. Let's see what happens.
934, Hal's got the news on AM 970, The Answer.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
60 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. CBS says it's going to re-air Billy Joel's concert special, Sunday night's pre-taped concert, celebrating Joel's 100th residency show at Madison Square Garden. Got cut off by CBS Network in the middle of his song Piano Man at the very end of the show. Joel's concert was delayed 30 minutes due to the Masters Tournament, then got cut off due to local news programming. There was a news bulletin that was put in. CBS apologized to Joel and his fans, says due to the overwhelming demand from his legion of fans, Joel's performance that was filmed on March 28th will air again in its entirety this Friday, April 19th at 9 p.m. A beach in New Jersey is being named one of the best in the country by Reader's Digest. The publication selected Strathmere Public Beach in Cape May County as the Garden State's best beach. It said it was a hidden gem nestled between Sea Isle City and Ocean City and is 1.5 miles of quiet, clean, free beaches. Once Memorial Day arrives, it's open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. In sports, Islanders back in the postseason. They topped the Devils 4-1. Rangers have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. They clinched the President's Trophy. Blue Shirts securing the top spot in the NHL standings. They shut out the Ottawa Senators by the final of 4-0. The Yankees dropping 2 in a row. They fell to the Blue Jays in Toronto 3-1. While the Mets, they've won back-to-back games after doubling up the Pirates at Citi Field by the final of 6-3. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
57 degrees, sunny skies. What's going on? We have the answer. There's a stall on the BQE southbound at the Manhattan Bridge, blocking a lane. Heavy delays from the LIE. Alternate side in effect, inbound George 30 at the upper 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is 40. The Holland 30 from the Turnpike, 50 from 1 and 9. Don't forget Northeast Corridor, limited service in both directions from an earlier Amtrak issue in Metuchen. Traffic on the New York State Thruway southbound is horrible from exit 13 across the Tappan Zee into Westchester because on 287 eastbound at exit 1, there's a stalled tractor trailer in the center lane. And LIE eastbound at 111, still have a car fire, 2 right lanes out. Your forecast today, sunny and 71. Tonight, clear and 51. Wednesday afternoon, rain and 60. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
Family history is a risk factor for developing inflammatory bowel disease, also known as IBD. A parent with IBD may confer a risk of up to 5% to a child. But two parents who each have IBD may confer a collective risk that increases to 20 to 30% even. The majority of what drives the development of IBD is not genetic for most people, but environmental causes poorly understood. For instance, environmental causes may include things such as smoking, sleep, stress, diet, antibiotics, or more.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
All right, Joe on the radio telling me about Brosnan Risk Consultants. I'd like to enlighten you about the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States of America, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. And now more than ever, you got to be diligent protecting your business. You work so hard and also protecting your family. And you could do that, you know, and this is what Brosnan Risk does. They keep your business healthy. If you got an investigation that you're worried about, an employee that you're worried about, Brosnan Risk can run it all down. And also you have your family out there. And I always worry about that. You know, you're out and about in public anymore. It's so crazy out there. You call Brosnan Risk Consultants. They'll do it in a very discreet way, but they are top of the line when it comes to keeping you safe and keeping your business healthy. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting their clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states, 500 cities, and you don't want to settle for second best. You got to do the right thing the first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. So call today, all right, for an assessment, 800-590-2180, 800-590-2180, or go online to BrosnanRisk.com. And I'm telling you, listen to your pal Joe on the radio. It's now more than ever. Brosnan Risk, BrosnanRisk.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Tom Del Vaccaro is the guy, acclaimed author, speaker, and a former chairman of the California Republican Party. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. How are you, my friend?
Great to be on. Thank God I don't commute in California after that debacle yesterday.
What was that? Well, really? I mean, you know, we have a lot of friends in California. I go out there. It's beautiful. Geographically, it's beautiful. Who keeps the Golden Gate Bridge closed for 5 hours? In New Jersey, you just plain couldn't do that. People would go nuts. How did they keep, imagine that? Yeah, you're in Essex County these days. You know, nobody.
Well, no, I'm here in California right now, at my home, and, you know, I used to commute, but look, California is unprepared for what you guys put up with in New York. You know, remember the, was it a year ago, the Brooklyn Bridge protest,
yep,
or less,
yep,
than,
yep,
a year ago?
Yep, yep. We had one yesterday, but the cops cleaned it up.
They're not prepared for this stuff.
So what happened? Why didn't they just take the people out? Why did you look, move them out, drag them out? 5 hours?
Well,
5 hours? Huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you. And keep in mind, they did it. It was more than one location, which was part of it. They had stretched these people thin. They shut down the busiest freeway in Northern California. They shut down the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, they have to be very tender. And look, I have guys and friends in law enforcement, and they tell me that they're more worried about getting sued than pursuing crime or things like that. Remember, this is the big first smash and grab a couple of years ago at the Nordstrom. They,
yes,
just were told to sit there with their arms folded and,
wow,
point them to their cars. They weren't,
wow,
that's how bad it was. Now, on the other hand, the recall effort of another Soros DA in Oakland, this is Alameda, California, with Oakland as its biggest city, that just qualified yesterday, and this DA came in. I have friends in that DA office, worked there for years. She came in, and, you know, she wasn't a huge percent, like Alvin Bragg, a huge percentage of cases that should have been. She just lets go. She lets people out of prison. She doesn't charge them the way they should be. It's very frustrating that qualified. In L.A., Gascon, the DA there only got 25% of the vote in the primary, and so there's a possibility he's on the rope. So there's good news and bad news out here.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how they just held it up. And so, and you're right. Like we say, that when people say the bad things about, for example, out of the DOJ, the FBI, the rank and file want to do their job, but they're sometimes dictated by the higher ups what to do. So, I mean, people are blocking a bridge. People, what about emergencies? I mean, and it's like it's acceptable now. It's acceptable now. And Tom, help me out here. They're protesting for Hamas. Virtually, they're protesting for Hamas. It's not so much anti-Israel as it is pro-Hamas these days, is what I'm seeing, you know?
They interviewed some kid there in a mask, Yeah. He's in a mask on the Golden Gate Bridge where there's high wind, okay? What's he afraid of? Anyway, they asked him what he's doing. He goes, you know, we can't give any aid to Israel. They're hurting people who just want to live. Okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, this is what they're being taught in the schools, Joe. Our education system is responsible for a lot of this. Where are they getting this information? There's no Hamas is generous website, okay? They're getting this in the schools, and we have to wake up to this as a country. Because what's taught, Lincoln said, what's taught in the schools becomes public policy in 30 years. Well, here you go.
Wow, Abe Lincoln said that? Abe Lincoln said that.
Yes.
Even back then.
Around. I thought you were.
Close. Hey, man, wait. So tell me about, how's your film going? You're a film star now, I understand. I heard you're much in demand.
You know what?
Come on.
You know Angel Studios?
Yeah.
Angel Studios is re-releasing it in June, and there's going to be an opening in New York. It's funny you asked that. It was just announced.
That's great. Now, what? Tell us about the movie, and where can we see it, Tom? You got to do a plug. Yeah, please.
So it's called Sweetwater. It's about Sweetwater Clifton, who went from the Globetrotters to the Knicks in 1950. It's a great human triumph story. You can imagine he's the Jackie Robinson of basketball. You can imagine the resistance that he felt, although the Knicks in particular loved having him come on the team, and he took him to the finals the very first year. It's a great human interest story. I don't know exactly when it's going to hit the screens. Time we get together, we can do that. So that's going pretty well. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, I love this. This is so great. I'm looking at your X feed here. Listen to Joe Piscopo and By the Divided Era. I love that. Proud to be there for you, man. Hey, you still married? Everything all right? Everything okay? I'm just asking.
What do you mean? You're presiding over the wedding. We already negotiated this. You get residuals.
God bless you.
On each child named Thomas.
God bless. Hey, listen, you're doing great, and I see you all out and about, staying so active. Before we let you go, Tom Del Beccaro, with your astute understanding of politics, how do we turn this around, man, in November? Because now they're going to take Donald Trump. No one knows why Donald Trump is in court. No one knows. The legal experts can't.
I've been an attorney for 35 years, Joe, and I comment on these legal proceedings all the time. So this judge literally has an order that affects his daughter, and he doesn't think he has a conflict of interest. Is that insanity? We have 95 jurors came through yesterday. 56 admitted they can't. So there's no gag order on Letitia James. There's no gag order on Hochul. None on Bragg. They have damaged this jury pool. And it's what I call reverse nullification. Remember under OJ, it was jury nullification where they ignored the facts because he was famous, Phil Spector, too?
Yeah.
Well, this is the opposite.
Now they
want to be on the jury so that they can write a book someday, and this is not justice. But the American people know this. A majority think these are all political. So what Trump needs to continue to do is go out there and say, this isn't about me as much as it is about their desire. I talk about this in my new book, The Lessons of the American Civilization, coming out in July. Those in power love to keep power, and that includes the FBI and the DOJ. And Americans need to stand up for this in November.
Yeah, in a big, big, big way. Tom, thanks so much. All the very best. Hopefully I'll see you on Bloomfield Avenue or at the Whole Foods over there. You know, I'll see you. I'll say I love it. You're local when you come back home, man. Thank you. All the best, Tom. Thanks for taking the time with us always, sir.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, man. Take care. Tom Del Beccaro, good guy right there. And yeah, he's an author. You can check him out on Twitter at X at Tom Del Beccaro. It's 9:48. Joe on the radio. And wait a minute. I just want to say, okay, hold on. I'm reading this. I'm not going to say anything on the air. I'm going to be very, very careful. All right. Okay, there we go. Some business. We're being careful. Joe, I know you're reading the email.
Oh, yes. Let's not discuss this.
Now we can. I love it, though. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. But we will continue to speak the truth. We are so organically. I'm amazed. I have to tell you something. Sometimes I always say, Salem doesn't even know we're on the air sometimes. Because they go, Joe, you work for Salem Media? And some guys once said, I was with Jerry Crowley, and they said, Salem Media, you know, that's you're religious, right? Ring religious people. I go, have you listened to the morning show? I said, they haven't listened. And I have to compliment our friends on Salem for allowing us to speak the truth and not getting the microphone taken away. It's what we do. But, oh, my gosh, we can say what we want.
11 minutes left. Don't worry. Plenty of time.
We can blow it. Yeah, I know, man. I know. It's so true. So, no, we're always respectful and appreciative of Salem Media for allowing us to do that, because we do. We say everything we want. And you have the airwaves, too, at 877-970-2999. All right. We're going to break for traffic. We're going to come back. We're going to do some business. Guys, UK, everything good? Anything that I missed? John Sterling from the Yankees retiring out.
Wish
him all the best.
It is far. He is retiring. 85 years old. He has decided that that's it. He's not going to call another game. They're going to honor him on Saturday at the stadium. Yeah. He'll go into the booth and talk for a little bit. Look, you know, John had been cutting back his time with the Yankees. He wasn't doing as many away games last year.
Yep.
So this is not surprising. Although he did say, he spoke to somebody that I know personally, it is not health related. He just wants to take a step back and just sit and relax. He is fine. There's nothing wrong with him. There is nothing wrong with his health. So anybody that thinks that it's a health reason, it is not. He just wants to be able to spend more time with his kids and his wife and relax.
Got it. Okay, and we wish John all the best. A good guy. Really, really good guy. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, Susie's doing a great job for Debbie this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies, we're up to 59 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Just a reminder, limited service on the Northeast Corridor in both directions from an earlier Amtrak issues by Metuchen. Now to the roads. Alternate side is in effect. A stall on the BQE south end at the Manhattan Bridge has the left lane out. Heavy delays from the LIE. The inbound George 30 for the upper 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is 30. The Holland 30 from the Turnpike 50 from 1 and 9. Good shape in New Jersey on the Parkway 78 Route 80. Thruway south end is still pretty bad. 13 into Westchester. But the stalled tractor trailer on 287 eastbound at exit 1 is gone. And it's an accident investigation at this point. A car fire happened about 4 a.m. They're still investigating it. On the LIE eastbound as you approach Route 111, two right lanes are out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Charlie Kirk sees another reach from the White House.
The Biden administration is proposing a sweeping initiative to slash student debt for nearly 30 million Americans. The proposal marks a major new White House effort to appeal to progressive and younger voters. What is this actually what Joe Biden is doing? This is naked bribery.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Friend, I don't know what you're facing today, but I'm sure it's pretty good by comparison. If you're within the sound of Kevin McCullough's voice, you probably have a place to sleep tonight, food in your refrigerator, even an air-conditioned or heated apartment or home to live in. But for the people that Food for the Poor reaches on a daily basis, these concepts are much more luxurious than necessity. It's very interesting to understand the difference in the mindset when you don't need to go to the store every day because you have a refrigerator that keeps your food fresh, and yet the mother that is reached by Food for the Poor may not even be able to feed her child that day. That's why your gift right now makes such a huge difference. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamen at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idallalaw.com. idallalaw.com. Idalla, Bertuna, and Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A mild start's going to give way to plenty of sunshine, blue skies, and it's going to be nice. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but 72? Boy, that's a good day in my book. Then heading into tonight, we're partly cloudy, dipping down to 53, mid-40s in the outlying suburbs. Cooler for tomorrow with clouds and even a couple showers in the afternoon. The high will be within a few degrees of 60. Now as we go into Thursday, we're chillier with occasional rain and drizzle. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm telling you about Relief Factor one last time. We're going to Mike Gallagher in a second, but if you get that three-week quick start kit from Relief Factor for $19.95 with a Feel Better or Your Money Back guarantee, Feel Better or Your Money Back guarantee, you got nothing to lose. $19.95, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, and I tell you, over a million people have tried the Relief Factor quick start kit that I'm telling you about. Nearly 70% go on to order more. That's an extraordinary amount of people, and that they like a Relief Factor, I think, because it's 100% drug-free, and most importantly, it gets you out of pain. Stops the inflammation. It supports your body's natural response to inflammation. That's the trick. It's not a trick. That's what's happening with the 100% drug-free ingredients, omega-3s, turmeric, and resveratrol in Relief Factor. You got to try it. I want you out of pain. I want you to get going this spring, this summer. You can do it. And the three-week quick start kit is only $19.95, less than $20, and you get your money back if it doesn't work. But it works for me, and I'm indebted to my dear friends at Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF-FACTOR, 800, the number 4, the word relief, or you go to relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Joe on the radio. Joe on the radio. What a show. My goodness gracious. Sometimes, I got to tell you, I look at the, I say the set list. That's an old performer talking. But I look at the guest list, and I see the guests we have on, and I'm going like, wow, look at this show that we got in 4 hours. In 4 hours. And I'm telling you what, I don't care what, you know, the media publications say. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm so proud of what we do on the radio. And always grateful to Al Gattulo, Debbie Duhame, certainly Susie doing a great job for Debbie this morning. Joe Sebelia producing, and Michael at the phones, and Mert Roberts will podcast this show out in a second. But I got to tell you, we work so hard to bring the truth. Every situation that has unfolded this week, particularly the horror that you see, the world imploding, everything going wrong, we have an answer to it. And it's not like a political answer. It's how you can fix it. Did you fix it before? How do you do it? People, that you can't get nuts. We don't want to get nuts, and we're not going to get nuts. We'll rant and we'll rave, but I don't want to get nuts. I want to come up with solutions. And I don't care if you vote for RFK Jr., you vote for Biden, you love Biden, you give money to Biden. I don't care. Just give me a solution. This is insane what's happening now. You got a guy running for president, and it's beyond Donald Trump. Do respect the President Trump, but it's beyond Donald Trump. They're taking down a political opponent in the United States of America in 2024. They're attacking Israel. A Holocaust occurred again just last year. And we come up with the solutions, and we could only pray that someone in Washington is at least listening. You know, so we thank Congressman Scalise and Andy McCarthy and Angelo Vivolo and KT McFarland, Nicole Parker, and Colonel Kurt Schlichter, Commissioner Ray Kelly, Robert Greenway, Tom Del Vaccaro. There's a lot of information there, and we're proud to present it to you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Al. God bless you. Go out and make it the best day ever. And you know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees and 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Long Island teen is under arrest, charged with bringing a gun to school Monday morning. A staffer at West Islip High took the gun and ammo from the 17-year-old boy. School officials called police. The student has been charged with two weapons counts, both of them felonies. It is not clear if the revolver was loaded when the staffer took it from the boy. It may soon cost more to mail a card or a letter. The U.S. Postal Service asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months if the change gets the green light. A first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July. Wall Street is opening mixed after another down day. United Health, Morgan Stanley, and Bank of America are among the stocks rebounding after the companies reported better-than-expected quarterly results. Investors are also keeping an eye on developments in the Middle East following Iran's weekend drone attack on Israel. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones rose more than 150 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ slightly lower to start the session. In sports, Islanders back in the postseason. They beat the Devils 4-1. Rangers home ice throughout the playoffs. They got the President's Trophy. They shut out the Senators 4-0. Yankees dropping 2 in a row. They fell to the Blue Jays 3-1. And the Mets have won back-to-back games. They doubled up the Pirates at Citi Field by the final of 6-3. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.